Rule number 13. Cats don't care what color their collar is. After lunch, Rosemary, Erica, Caroline, Sophie, and I walked back to school together. When we got close enough to the playground that we could hear the school lunch kids playing kickball, Rosemary said suddenly,
"Well, that was fun. Thanks for lunch, but I gotta run. See you later."
And she ran off to join the boys on the baseball diamond. The four of us just stood there and stared at the open spot on the ground where she'd been standing.
"What?" Caroline said. "Was that all about?"
"It turns out," I said, "that Rosemary just wants to be one of the girls."
"Well," Caroline said, "she has a funny way of showing it."
"Right," Sophie said. "She might want to start by not threatening to kill people."
"Come on," Erica said. "She's not that bad once you get to know her. And Kevin likes her."
"Kevin does like her," I said. "And most important of all, she doesn't want to beat me up anymore. We just have to try to include her sometimes so she doesn't feel left out. I think she likes us and wants to be a part of our group, okay?"
"Okay," Caroline said with a shrug. "But it's not like we're some exclusive club. We're just us."
"Really?" Sophie said, wrinkling her nose. "We're just us."
"But to outsiders," I said, "looking in, we're more than just us. Caroline is the best speller in the school."
"True," Sophie said. "And Erica can do a flawless back handspring."
"That's right," Erica said. "And Sophie is beautiful and in love with a prince."
"And Allie is mother to a tiny baby kitten," Caroline pointed out.
"You guys," I said, "we're kind of awesome. We are queens after all."
"True," Caroline said. "We should keep that in mind."
"But we shouldn't be braggy about it," I added hastily, "because no one likes a braggart." The other girls nodded. It was true after all.
"Queens," Erica said, reaching out to take my hand and Sophie's. "And best friends, right?"
I was surprised. None of them had ever used the BF word before around me. Best friend, I mean.
"Of course," Sophie said, taking Caroline's hand while Caroline grabbed Erica's. "Best friends for life, right?"
"For life," we all said and shook on it. Which pretty much settled the matter. I didn't have just one best friend. I had three. No way was I the new girl anymore.
2 weeks later, Musette was at her first checkup and getting her first series of shots with our family vet, Dr. DiLorenzo. I loved Dr. DiLorenzo because she always looked so fit and pretty in her blue scrubs with her short, dark hair and big, wide smile. She usually complimented me on how nicely I brushed our dog, Marvin, which is no joke, because he has a lot of hair. When I grow up, I want to be exactly like Dr. DiLorenzo. Except I'll have long hair, of course. Dr. DiLorenzo had a lot of compliments for me about how well I'd taken care of Musette, too. She said she weighed the perfect amount for a kitten her age, especially a bottle-fed one. She said it would probably be all right to start her on regular kitten food because Musette was getting so big and strong and advanced for her age.
"So, how are things going with the new house, Allie?" Dr. DiLorenzo wanted to know.
"Good," I said. "We finally got a stove."
"Oh," Dr. DiLorenzo looked at my dad.
"We special ordered from Home Depot," Dad said. "But it was worth the wait."
"Guess what?" Kevin said. He was tired of not being the center of attention for a millisecond.
"What?" Dr. DiLorenzo asked him.
"My grandma got me a book on pirates before she went home," he said. "And she got my brother a new bike helmet. He wanted a BMX dirt bike, but Mom said it was too expensive. He's getting one at Christmas, though."
"Well," Dr. DiLorenzo said. Isn't that nice?
But I don't love my grandma just because she buys me things, Kevin said.
I should hope not, Dr. DiLorenzo said, lifting up Musette's tail. Uh-oh.
What uh-oh?
I said, gripping the side of the metal examination table. This is a little boy kitty, Dr. DiLorenzo said. Not a little girl kitty.
Uh-oh, Dad said. It was a good thing I was holding on to the exam table. Otherwise, I'm pretty sure the floor would have spun up and smacked me in the face.
What? I said. I'm sorry, Dr. DiLorenzo said, looking down at me in concern. But surely your kitten's sex doesn't matter. You love him just the same whether he's a boy or girl, right? He's a beautiful, healthy kitten who completely adores you. Listen to the way he's purring right now, just because you're standing next to him.
But I just stood there. The truth was, my eyes were filling up with tears. I couldn't help it. Of course I still loved Musette, whether he was a boy or a girl. But I'd made Grandma buy a pink feathered canopy bed and a pink rhinestone collar.
Are you sure? I asked the vet, knowing even as the words came out of my mouth how stupid they must sound.
Because of course she'd know. She'd been to 8 years of veterinary school.
Mrs. Hauser said, "It's often very hard to tell when kittens are as young as Musette was when you got him," Dr. DiLorenzo said in a kind voice. "But I am quite sure. And Allie, if you're worried about his name, I can assure you, cats don't know the difference. If they have a boy's name or a girl's name, it doesn't matter to them. All they know is that their owner loves them enough to give them a name and feeds them and keeps them warm and safe, like you do."
Before I could stop them, the tears were spilling out of my eyes. I hadn't even thought of that. Musette? Musette was a girl's name.
"There's nothing wrong with being a boy," I heard Kevin say.
I couldn't see him because there were too many tears in my eyes for me to see.
"Why is Allie crying? I like being a boy, and I bet Musie does too."
Oh no, now I had upset my little brother. It was a good thing Mark was at soccer practice, or I'd have upset him too.
"It's okay, Al," Dad said.
I could tell that he was laughing a little.
"I mean, are you really that upset that your cat is a boy?"
"No," I said. I pushed him away. I was embarrassed to be crying over something as silly as my cat turning out to be a boy. Especially since everything else in my life was going so well. Grandma, to everyone's relief, had finally gone home. Rosemary wasn't trying to beat me up anymore, had played queens with us a few times, and had even spent the night once, and had invited me to do the same at her house, though I hadn't been able to go because of Musie. But I promised I would as soon as Musie was old enough. People at school were starting not to think of me as the new girl anymore. I was just Allie. So why did this have to happen?
"I'm not crying," I said. There's a piece of cat hair in my eye."
I reached up to rub my eyes. This was so awful. I was crying right in front of Dr. DiLorenzo. She was going to think I'd make a terrible vet someday.
"That's a nice name," Dr. DiLorenzo said thoughtfully. "Musie. That sounds like a nice, strong name for a boy cat. I think he likes it. Hear how hard he's purring?"
I opened my eyes and looked down at the examination table. Musie, whose fur had grown to be long and puffy in the past 2 weeks, all gray covered with black stripes where it wasn't the purest white, looked up at me with his sapphire blue eyes and purred away, happy to have so many people paying attention to him. He didn't realize I was crying over the fact that he wasn't a girl. He didn't care that his collar, which was still too big to fit him anyway, and bed were pink. All he cared about was being a cat. And me. "Musie?" I said. Musie looked up at me with an inquisitive,
I think he likes it, Dr. DiLorenzo said with a laugh.
Oh, what did it matter if my boy cat slept in a pink feathered canopy bed and wore a pink collar? The Finkels were funny anyway. And he was the cutest cat ever. You know what? I said, smiling. I think you're right.